For hours, helicopters rose and landed near the Deerfield Valley Volunteer Fire Department, where dozens of uniformed police officers and volunteers in T-shirts came and went by car and truck. State police and the Virginia Department of Emergency Management coordinated an air and ground search stretching 20 miles in all directions from the crash site. They also used dogs trained for search and rescue, according to state police spokesman Corinne Geller.
It's very heavily wooded. Basically, there's a deep crater and then a very large debris field surrounding it. It's an isolated area. There are no residences nearby. I guess there's a small farm. It has some livestock, and the owner of those livestock had been out there and tended to the animals. There's been no injuries reported within Augusta County. And at this time, again, we're still searching for the pilot of that aircraft.
At a nearby library and at the local grocery store, area residents said they were praying for the pilot after waking up to this morning's disaster. We spoke with Cindy Lone, Carrie Miller, and Eddie Shinneberry.
It was like boom, boom, boom. And I jumped up, I ran to the door, and I opened the door, and I'm looking out because it sounded like somebody was trying to knock my house down.
I actually woke up to all the booming. My whole inbox was full of messages. People thought maybe it was like gunshots or cannons or something.
I thought a propane tank or something blowed up somewhere. See, we got turkey houses down here. We thought either a propane tank blowed up the turkey houses or one of these camps. These windows shook in this store, and that door come open about an inch or two, blew it open. That's how bad it went off. Then we all walked out here, and then we seen the smoke up the road there where it happened.
Military officials said pilots routinely train to eject from aircraft and to survive in remote areas. The crash site is at one of the highest points in Augusta County, about 4,400 feet above sea level. The pilot reported an in-flight emergency, but officials could not confirm the possibility that the pilot had ejected. They said the aircraft was not armed, but carried considerable fuel for a flight from Massachusetts to New Orleans, where the F-15C fighter was scheduled for a system upgrade. Agencies taking part in the search included the county and state, along with the FBI and the National Forest Service. Border Patrol agents who'd been on a training mission in the area also joined in the effort to locate the missing pilot. I'm Sandy Houseman.